Live from Robin's Nest and the Highwayman's Lodge, it's Punky.
This is Punky. This is Punky.
Gooper, Gooper.
Hello.
Well done, you found Punky Radio. My name's Paul B. Edwards.
My name's Tony Hearn.
And I'm feeling kind of romantic, Tony.
Really?
Yeah, I am. You know, it's coming up to Valentine's Day and I thought, it's about time Punky Radio played some love songs. This is New Coke. I'm not a fan of your romance, asshole. Listening to Destroy the Evidence underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That's a band called New Coke. They came through to us via Slovenly Records. Hello, Slovenly. And hello, Bazooka Joe. That's off their latest album, Duct Tape Your Mouth. What is their Facebook page?
Facebook.com/New Coke Band?
Tony.
What?
It's facebook.com/pages/new-coke/1872-5817-464-6653. Why is that, Tony?
They haven't set a default URL, have they? Happy Valentine's Day.
So early in the show as well. Come on, New Coke. Sort out your Facebook page. Anyway, great band. Hope you like that. That might give a clue as to the nature, the tone of the music in the rest of the show this week. Might not be quite as romantic as been it. There's one or two bits that are nice. Now, I've got some additional material for you.
Okay.
Excited.
Mm-hmm.
Both in Valentine's themes.
Okay.
Do you want the joke first or the poem first?
Poem.
Poem first, right, fair enough. This has come through from everybody's favourite rug muncher, Joni H. Shiz. Back in more familiar fashion this week as well. This one came through. If you've got a poem you'd like to send us, please do email paulieb@punkyradio.com, titling your email Poetry Corner. That's what Joni H. Giz does on a regular basis. Here we go. The letterbox bulges with cards in the post, because there's no doubt you're Punky host with the most. But off you pop Valentine's as each one of you pines to squeeze ectoplasm from the pink ghost.
Nice.
It did scan very well. That's why I had a bit of trouble with that, Joni, but I'm going to let it go. And also, interesting you used the expression to squeeze ectoplasm from the pink ghost, because I did say to someone that I fancied a week or two ago that I fancied them so much that when I died I was going to give them a naughty haunting.
Oh my god.
So quite nice that we've got to squeeze some ectoplasm from the pink ghost there. Right, should we do the joke now or later on in the show?
We could do it later on if you like.
We could do it later on the show, shall we?
Yeah.
Let's come the next one, Riley, now. Okie dokie, get me a bit of paper back up then. Here we go. Oh, where's that gone? Blimey, Riley. Right, so that's right. So now, yeah, next up then. We've got a band, you might have heard of them before, Tony. They're called the Bleach Boys.
Oh, yes.
And they're particularly well known for their romantic ballads.
Right.
And this one's no exception. Well, they are from my local town, Hitchin Town. They are one of the greatest punk bands to ever strum this earth, want a better expression. And as Anne Kay discovered a couple of weeks ago, they were played in, I believe, the 1980s on some obscure Seattle college radios. Maybe I'm stealing your thunder here, mate. I'm going to keep this quiet now.
Maybe.
Anyway, they're brilliant. This is a great song of theirs. What is their website?
TheBleachBoys.co.uk?
It is. It's Tony One, probably the internet one, and this is She's Not My Wife, She's My Slapper. Listening to Desoros underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was the Bleach Boys and She's Not My Wife, She's My Slapper, which was from their album The Four Cyclists of the Apocalypse. Came out in, I believe, 1996-ish. And I think it's still available, but I haven't checked. But check out the website and you'll be able to find out more. And hello to the band. Have you got any Facebook messages for us?
I do.
Excellent.
Thanks for your Facebook comments. If you are on Facebook, please do leave us a comment. Go to facebook.com/punkyradio. Like our page, leave us a comment. Most people are on Facebook. Few of you aren't. I have had one this week, which isn't on Facebook, but they've took to email instead. So if you aren't on Facebook, you can still drop me an email, tony@punkyradio.com. Well, here we go. So first up, continue on from last week, and as alluded to earlier, Anne Kay's been in touch.
Hey,
she says the highlight of this week's show was definitely the Bleach Boys. I first heard them on KCMU back in Seattle in the 80s. Forgot how much I like them. Back in the 80s. So, yeah, and obviously there's a long thread.
Yeah, so we have...
We don't know how...
We played them a fortnight ago, didn't we?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But do we know how they actually got that over there? Did you ask them, or did they know they'd been played?
I don't know. The thing was, Tony, the 80s was a different country.
It's true.
It's possible... that someone, because they wouldn't have got anything, there was no MP3s, no, nothing like that.
No.
So someone must have got a Bleach Boys record and taken it to the States. But I know that they were, even by the late 80s, they were kind of, their singles were rare. They were worth money. And there's some of the singles, some of the really rare singles that they've got now, some of the original pressings, go on eBay for 100, 200 quid.
Oh, okay.
So they were... a band that people wanted to get hold of their stuff. They just didn't necessarily know how to do it until the advent of CD, really.
Blimey. Well, there you go. apparently student radio for University of Washington.
And fair play to them.
Yeah, well done.
Absolutely brilliant.
Next up, Ken Fial. Ken Fial. P-F-E-I-L. Fial.
Yeah.
Currently listen to the February 2nd, 2014 edition, and I want to thank you for such a brilliant show, appealing to very heavily to the psychobilly sensibilities.
It was a little, wasn't it?
Keep up with the great work, gentlemen. Cheers. Thank you very much.
Yeah, excellent. We did appeal to the psychobilly sensitivities rather a lot, although the word sensitive and the word psychobilly don't really go together that well. Not unless you ruin their hair.
Nah. Finally, comment from Insane Star, who isn't on the Book of Faces, but she has emailed this in. Just to say, couldn't listen to the Beware the Cider podcast and enjoys an even Russell Saffer, Safer. I think this should be probably 4 weeks ago, something like that.
Yes.
But yes, thank you very much, Insane Star. That's fine. If you want to email your comments in, that's absolutely fine.
What she's basically doing is that every time we play something remotely golf, she's getting in touch. But you'll notice she's not even getting in touch with me.
No. And
She's getting in touch with you because she knows what's going to come back if she emails me. Where are these knickers?
She's keeping her pants on.
She must have some she doesn't want anymore.
You'd have thought so.
By now. Yeah. There must be rags.
That's it for Facebook this week.
Beautifully read. Next track up, Long Tall Texans, another band with a new album out. This has come by Simon Says. Hello, Simon Knott. I think they're on People Like You, but I'll probably get in trouble now for saying that, and I've got things wrong again. Anyway, the latest album's got some really great songs on it. We've played one off it already, but this is one that as soon as I saw the title of this, I thought, I'm saving this for our Valentine's special. I'll ask you about the website after we've heard them. Hello to Mark and the rest of the band. This is What Part of Fuck Off Don't You Understand?
bad.
You're listening to the Rich Morton Sound underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the bed to speak, Tony.
That's okay.
Interesting fact about the Rich Morton Sound. His former double act, the Panic Brothers, are back together and doing a 30th anniversary something or other. And I think it's 30th. And they once supported Guanabas, well-known cycling band.
Oh, okay, cool.
So how about that? And you're listening to them right now. That was Long Tall Texans and What Part of Fuck Off Don't You Understand. What is their website?
LongTallTexans.com?
No, LongTallTexans.co.uk. Probably be an internet team, Tony One, but it's in development. But there's a link to the lead singer's Facebook page on there. So should you be interested in them, go to the page and you'll be able to find out the bits and bobs you need to. Did you do anything last week?
Not really.
Excellent. I did.
Good. What did you up to?
Oh, loads. Well, it's been Paulmas, hasn't it?
It has.
It's the 12 days of Paulmas, and we're actually on the penultimate day of the 12 days of Paulmas. We're almost at 12th night, in fact.
Wow.
Right. Oh, Paulmas. And oh goodness, last week. So last Thursday, I unashamedly done a joke about this, Tony. Last week, I opened up for Alan Carr. I don't think I'm the first man to do that. last Thursday in Walthamstow. What a brilliant gig. I went on stage, and obviously, I'm the support act. No one knows who I am at all. The audience are completely nonplussed as I walk on. And so, just before I walked on, the compere, as she was introducing me, Susan, a woman fainted in the room. It was hot, and this woman had to get out and be taken out of the room. Then she puts me on, so I walked on stage and went, it's great to be here, it's nice to know I'm such a big draw in Walthamstow. Thanks so much for all of you coming down to see me. I had no idea I had this many fans. And it's taken them a while to get what I'm saying. They don't know who I am. Then when they finally start laughing, I said, but it's been a long time since women have fainted at my mere presence, right? So anyway, that was all fine. And that was really, really great fun. Then on Friday, Saturday and Sunday, I had my shows, my last minute comedy club shows in Hitchin, Leicester and Bulldog. The show in Hitchin was characterised by eight blokes I had to kick out at half time because they were being too disruptive. They weren't really heckling, they were just talking to each other and not getting it.
Right.
Being a bit of a... I have a certain air of gravitas, Tony. I have a certain imperious mien. Anyway, I managed to get rid of all eight of them and they all shook my hands on the way out, rather like the stag do I got rid of from Lecture last year. The rest of the show was great.
Cool.
Saturday night was full and went without a hitch. It was absolutely brilliant. What a great show. Went to the Arena Tavern after the show on Friday we went out. And I don't know what happened in the kebab shop, but there's a funny photograph.
Oh, right, okay, yeah, I've seen
that. On Facebook. I don't remember anything about it. Saturday night after the show, we went round to the Arena Tavern, which was, as expected, a ghost gash frenzy.
Right, okay.
I bought 18 of them. Ghost gash is a little shot involving Creme de Menthe, Baileys and some other spirits. And they very sensibly do three for a fiver in there, which I equate to being six for a tenner. Don't like to break a note. So I just ordered 12 in one ear and let the magic take care of itself after that, because I just passed them all round and everyone felt obliged to buy goat's gashes and give me one every time, and hey, they did. And like my mate Duff came back and stayed with me after the show, and I forgot, and he came in the morning and said, can you give me a lift home? I said, what are you doing here? that's Sunday, took it very easy. Did the show again in Bulldog, same acts, Christian Riley, Jack Hill and John Murphy, all very good all weekend. And we had a real small crowd, and I was on the bit of shandies, mate.
Oh, wow.
I had two bit of shandies, because I had a meeting on Monday. I had one of this new weird job I've got where I have ideas for money. It's excellent.
Excellent.
And you're allowed to drink on the job as well. It's just a dream job. So that went fine, and then I didn't get back until 11 o'clock last night. And now I've got to do a lot of stuff. This week, we studied about lay on the show. So basically, I've been busy, and Paul must have been brilliant.
Good.
And now, two songs in a row that are actually kind of romantic.
Okay.
They're kind of Valentine's-y. I'll put them on in the middle, so hopefully you will have forgot just how nice they are by the end of the show. They're not really. Of course, they're twisted.
Hmm.
You're going to know all about the song after this one.
Excuse me.
You're going to know all about the song after this one. Without introduction, I'll tell you about it after you've heard it. But next up, we've got a song, another one from Rochie and the Sarnos. We played a song of theirs a fortnight ago, and I thought, oh, do you know what? There's a song on here that's perfect. I bet you can hear that siren, can't you?
Yeah.
Looks like my taxi's here.
Excellent.
But I thought, oh, there's a song on here that will be perfect for the Valentine's show, so I saved it for that, and here it is. It's from their second album, The Golden Dawn. There's only about 140 years between the first album and the second one. Still available. Make sure you buy it. Hello to Lord Herbert Swanson III, who once got a great break and great band. Love it. What is their Wrecking Pit page? See if you remember.
No. WreckingPit.com/Butch and Zarnos.
No, good idea. WreckingPit.com/psycho/band/roachy.php3. Because they haven't really got a website, really, but there's stuff about them on the net. Type their name and you'll find it. This is A Song for Swinging Lovers.
As a possum's ass in pokeberry season. One more time!
Oh, baby, baby, the reason I breathe is you. Boy, you got me blinded. Oh, pretty baby, there's nothing that I wouldn't do. It's not the way I planned it. Show me how you want it to be. Tell me, baby, cause I need to know now what we got. My loneliness is killing me. I must confess, I still believe. Still believe. When I'm not with you, I lose my mind.
You're listening to the Dustaphonics underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job in the bed this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was a band from Las Vegas who are, as I understand it, the only punk rock Britney Spears tribute band there is. They're called Hit Me Baby. They're brilliant, aren't they? What's their Facebook page?
Facebook.com/HitMeBabyPunk.
Oh, you're good.
Is it?
Yeah.
Excellent.
I gave you a clue, didn't I, with the punk?
A little bit.
But nevertheless, well done. So that's what. Hang on, we did long tour text, didn't we? So it's.
I think I'm 2-3, aren't I?
It's 3-2 now. Yes,
yeah.
Probably be instead 3-2. Have you got any gigs for us?
I do.
That must mean it's time for
Tony's International Gig Guide
12 Romantic Life.
Yep, another gigs at 12 Bar Club. There's even something on Sunday. So this Friday, Valentine's Day, The Witch Doctors, Def Digby, Jettison, Milk and Kinski, Stinging Nettles. It's a Bonnie and Clyde's Renegade Rendezvous night.
It sounds romantic.
They're saying it's a night of outlaw ska, punk and rock and roll. Nothing says love more than outlaw ska.
I agree with you.
Yeah.
See, you are capable of great lines. What you can say? How much is it?
How much is it?
£6.
It is.
Brilliant.
Saturday night. David Cronenberg's wife. Filthy Pedro. Zipless Ellipsis. Joe Murphy. And the Bobby Fuller. It's the Antifolk UK night. Presents a musical birthday celebration as David Cronenberg's wife turns 10.
That can't be right.
I have no idea.
We're going to gloss over that one. I realise the name of the band had put David Cronenberg's wife and they've been going 10 years.
Yeah.
We're saying David Cronenberg's wife turns 10. It doesn't sound that good, does it?
Not really.
There's a minor problem with that. You can see what I've done there.
I see that, yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, I have no idea. But Saturday night, how much do you think?
£6.
It is.
Lovely.
Sunday night, Ward Thomas, Jess Roberts, and Hannah Jane Lewis. No more information. Sunday night, how much do you think?
Sunday's fun day, isn't it? Anything it is, happens on Sunday. What's it going to be? What's it going to be? Do you know what? I'm going to go £3.
Fiver.
Oh, that was another choice.
Of course it is.
A bargain, anyway.
Yeah.
The Saturday lineup sounds ridiculous.
Yes.
really, really ridiculous. I have a feeling I would enjoy that if I was around. You'll find out why I'm not around after the next song, Tony.
Okay, cool.
So, The Scourge.
Yes.
Yes. Every once in a while, I get an email from Captain Marvel saying we've done some more songs.
God.
The albums never appear.
No.
They just do more songs. They've got hundreds. This latest one they've sent me, he has got Barkley, the lead singer, singing this one, but it's still got the sort of tracking drums on it. But I wanted to play it for this Valentine's special. Tony, I would just like to say that the lyrical content of the songs played within Punky Radio are in no way reflective of the opinions of the people who make Punky Radio.
Okay.
This is bang out of order.
Right. Right.
What's the Scourge's website?
TheScourge.co.uk.
It is indeed. It's Tony 3, poorly being Internet 3. This will get us complaints.
Right, okay.
This is fucker pissed. You're listening to Robbie Allen Band underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job of the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
I don't want to discuss that number.
Right.
It's burnt onto the brains of our listeners now. It's incorrect. And those naughty young men deserve a smack on their collective bottoms.
Mm.
Now then, Tony.
Hmm.
You know I like to ask you a question.
Yes.
And here goes, because I'm asking you about what you're going to do this week. Are you going to do anything this week?
It's a don't know. It's my birthday Sunday.
Oh!
So I think I am doing something. Yes, I will be doing something, but I don't know what it is yet.
Right.
We haven't really planned yet. I think Steph might have some kind of surprise.
Oh, really? I hope it's financial.
But now, apart from that, I'm getting back into the guitar stuff because a lot of stuff I've not very busy at work, so I'm in daily kind of trying to learn guitar again and get back into it and start practicing. But so generally, so nothing specific. But I will be doing bits and pieces for once.
Well, I did have things planned this week, including going to see a band, Our Friends Electric, on Friday night at Letchworth Arts Centre, who are a terrific 80s covers band, but they're all electronic 80s covers band. They're really, really good. And they do Human League and M17 and Duran Duran and all that sort of thing. But they're really, really good. But I'm being called away to Edinburgh in the morning, and I don't know when I'm going to get back. I've got to go up to Edinburgh for Edinburgh Free Fringe Festival meetings and with venues and various performers and various people going on. It's all at last minute, and it's going to be a bit of a bind, to be honest, but I do have a laugh when I'm in Edinburgh. So okay. Paulness is going to continue.
Excellent.
Yeah, so I'll no doubt be bumping into some obscure types, including Andreas the Love Goat. I always look forward to seeing Andrea the Love Goat. He's a truly wonderful man from Sardinia. And does resemble a love goat.
Okay.
Yeah, so I'll be getting up to all sorts while I'm there, and obviously there'll be full news about that next week. I just want to ask you briefly, have you got any mates who've just got onto Facebook recently?
I can't think of any now.
Because it's just been the 10th anniversary of it and all that, right? And yeah. The thing is that a lot of us have been on it a long time. But every once in a while, someone adds you, or you see someone who... They've just joined Facebook, and what you've sort of found out and discovered as the site has developed over a decade, they kind of get really quickly in one go, don't they? And you see, it's so funny. I've got a mate on Facebook who right now, he's just started doing, oh, look, I'm on Facebook. Hey, everybody, this is my favourite song. Oh, look, I'm on Facebook. Hey, everybody, this is my favourite picture. Oh, look, hey, everybody, has anybody read this book? I've been reading this book. It's amazing. Hey, everybody, check this out. I've just done my list of the top 10 reasons I'm the most like a tiger. You know, it's all that, you know, all that rubbish.
I'm most like a tiger.
No, but you know, as an example. This is which film star did you get? Which flower did you get? Which paint? I mean, I know we both did the 10 most influential albums we'd ever bought, and they're quite interesting.
Yeah, that was interesting, wasn't it? Yeah.
But it's very rare that you actually buy into one of these things. I'm just waiting for them to say, oh, please share. If you've ever done this and that, and you've ever done that, then please just share this status for 1 hour. You know, that's the next thing that's going to come along here. And they're just going to get so much grief, because it's a bloke, mate. He's just going to get so much grief when he does that. I think people seem to be sort of being fairly patient with him at the moment.
Yeah.
But the shit's going to hit the fan. Right.
Cool.
Next track this week, Bank of the People's Whiskey, again, came through via Simon Says. And this is from their latest album, which has been around a while. I think the album's about a year old now. And again, it's another kind of anti-Valentine's number, but it's kind of pretty sweet, I think. Let's see what you think about it anyway. This is Drunk Dial.
But you were not many of my life. My day is done, but the night is still young. So I drop you a line. Won't you please come by? You know that you are my mind. Because your hair, your eyes, something about you drives me wild. It makes me want you so bad right now. And tonight, I'm all alone again. All alone again somehow. So I drunk down, I drunk down to you. Mm-hmm.
and you called me up. But I was still pissed about the night coming over last night. The day is done, but the night is still young. So you drop me the line, Jay, won't you please come by? You know I'm at you on my mind. Because your hair, your eyes, it's about you drives me wild. It makes me want you so bad right now. And tonight I'm alone, yeah, all alone again somehow. So I drunk down, I drunk down, I drunk down, I drunk.
Listening to Project Marv underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was a People's Whiskey, Drunk Dial. I wonder, you know, that might be one for Graham and the It's a Frog's Life podcast.
Okay.
A little bit folky, a little bit sensitive, a little bit... but all right. And fits in with the show this week. Nearly as much as the last track does, but you'll have to wait for that. Have you... what is People's Whiskey's Facebook page?
Facebook.com/... The People's Whiskey?
No, it's not. It's facebook.com/ People's Whiskey.
Ooh.
Don't know why they didn't put the V on there, but that's easy for me to say. Anyway, probably the internet for Tony Three.
Huh.
It's tight this week.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Have you got a twat for us?
Yes.
Marvellous.
Yep, so thanks for your nominations. We are doing pretty well in 2014, so let's keep it going. I do need more, because this will substitute my last twat, unless you send me one. So email me, tony@punkyourager.com. I want the
Hang
twat.
Hang on, someone's turned my fish round. I just know, I've got this really bizarre horn fish
okay.
on top of my disco lights in my lounge, because I'm 44, and I've just realised it's been moved round. There's only been my mate Buffett. Right, while you're doing this twat, I'm just going to go move it back. I've just noticed it's irritating me.
Okay. Yes, email me, tony@punkyourager.com. I want the twat's name, where they're from, and a reason. Dead simple, we all know twats. And I'm assuming over the festive period, as I said before, we must have bumped into twats. So, do email me. Email me now. This week, again, it's from Insane Star. Who's emailed me twice? Thank you very much.
Wow, Insane Star. Oh, yeah. I've got my fish bag, but it's the wrong way round now. Go on, do it. I'm listening.
Okay. So she says, my supervisor at work, Jeanette Downing, asked me to be a whistleblower for any unsafe or unprofessional behaviour from my colleagues, as she knew things were a bit disastrous. I reluctantly agreed, but a few weeks later, when I handed in a report of some of the major issues I was basically called a liar by management, and Jeanette said nothing to them about asking me to whistleblow, which, as you would expect, has put me in a very awkward position. Jesus. For this reason, Jeanette Downing of RMC Council is a twat.
Yeah, no problem there.
Absolutely
typical
not. Middle
management behaviour, isn't it?
Yep.
Don't take responsibility for everything. Try and find out how you can improve something and look good, and when you don't look good, blame it on someone else. I hate it.
The wonders of working for yourself. We don't have to put up with this shit anymore. But yes, yeah. We have met all people like this.
Just awful. Yeah. I feel for you, Insane Star. Now, how about those knickers?
Exactly.
Yeah.
So, for being an awful middle management and putting your head in the sand and just being an arse, Jeanette Downing of RNC Council
is a twat of the first order.
Yeah, I hate that shit.
Yeah. Anyway, I hope that makes you feel a little bit better, Insane Start. Now get licking those stamps. Right. Last track this week. I do like this band, Hot Fish Divas. We've played them a few times before. We've played some great songs by them. I just think they're terrific. And they're just they're from Italy. And they're just monumentally out of order. And again, this is another one of those titles that doesn't sound that good in English and probably doesn't sound so bad when you read the English in a foreign language. But anyway, it's happening. We're playing it. This has been a Valentine's special. Are you doing anything for Valentine's Day, by the way?
Nah. Not bothering.
I might be on a train.
Fair enough.
Hey, maybe I'll join the Mile Long Club.
Is it the love train?
Ah. I should have said, I said to some people in Edinburgh, I said, I'm coming up. They went, oh, really? I went, yeah, I need to move to higher ground. Have you seen the floods? So, anyway, at present, I'm not doing any. I did send a Valentine's card last year to someone and got no reply, response or anything, so I'm not bothering this year.
Nah.
Fuck them.
Yeah.
Last track this week, Hot Fetish Divas. What is their Facebook page?
Facebook.com/ Hot Fetish Divas.
It is indeed. It's Tony Four, poorly read internet Four. It's an honourable draw. Ho ho! This is Spastic Love.
Down by a canyon, but
that's about it for this week. Hope you've enjoyed our, it's not really an anti-Valentine special or a Valentine special, it's just rather like us, a little bit special.
Yeah.
Tony, just before we close off this lid of love, do you think you could just run through the internet stations that carry the show?
Yep, we're on the internet's Talk Superstation at talksuperstation.com. We're on Pudunk, Pudunk Radio, P-O-D-U-N-K Radio.com. We're on Galactic World Radio, G-A-L-A-C-T-I-C, worldradio.com. And finally, we're on Radio Andra, radioandra.se, that's A-N-D-R-A. Check them out.
Yeah, do. Right, just before we go, Tony, I was wondering if you could blow me a kiss. Would you blow me a kiss on Valentine's Day? I'm ever so lonely. I'm waiting.
Mwah.
No, come on, Tony. Tongue me down the Skype line. Say goodbye, Tony.
Goodbye, Tony.
A poog, a poog.